that.
Oh, yeah.
Lego in February, February 15th, the Thursday night after Halloween, is going to be having an adults-only building event. Now, you go in, you get a free model, you get to build it. Here's what you got to do if you want to be a part of this. Go to a Lego store now. Now. As soon as the storm is over, run out to a Lego store and be like, sign me up for the event, which is on February 15th. It is on the February Lego store calendar, not the January one. The February one just leaked online. But the thing about it is these things sell out fast.
I imagine so.
So you want to get in a space for that right now. If you get a Lego store nearby, go check it out. February 15th, adults only building event. If you and your sweetie love Lego, you will have a wonderful time.
WMFO Medford, the big picture. To wrap up tonight's show, we're going to polish things off with That's a Thing That Happened, which is the weirdest story from the past week. A passenger on a delayed Ryanair flight from London who apparently got fed up waiting to get off the plane after it landed in the southern Spanish city of Malaga, surprised his fellow passengers by using the emergency exit to jump onto the wing. The incident on New Year's Day took place 30 minutes after the flight landed. The man, who has not been named but is said to be a non-Spanish citizen, was coaxed back onto the plane after police were called. Fellow passengers who videotaped the incident said they just heard the man say he got fed up waiting. He said passengers were waiting in the aisle to get off the plane when he very calmly asked permission to get past, opened the emergency exit, saw the wing, went for his backpack, and hopped on out. Later, the captain came and asked the man why he'd done it, and he literally just said he didn't feel like waiting anymore. All the passengers except the man in question were kept a further 15 minutes on the plane before being let off. Police said today that they have opened a complaint against the man for breaching national security. I can't even count how many times I've been tempted to do that when my plane is sitting on the jetway. I'm just like, let me off.
Guy just wants to go. Let him go. Estonia. Everyone loves getting a Christmas card unless you get one of these. Continuing a tradition that began in 2011, Estonian police sent so-called black Christmas cards to 700 of the country's worst drivers who had racked up five or more moving violations in 2017. Instead of cheery winter scenes or Santa Claus, the cards feature grisly images of automobile accidents, reminding drivers to emphasize safety in the new year. Road deaths have fallen in Estonia during the past decade from 200 per year to fewer than 50 in 2017. So they're getting some results with the grisly auto crash Christmas card. No grisly auto crash for you. Be safe out in the blizzard tomorrow.
Yes.
Get your bread and water. Go home. Plan on staying home tomorrow. We'll reconvene with life on Friday. Until next week, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Stay warm.
And I am Derek Gary. Until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We
and we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to
the team. One day we're going to control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all.
Welcome to On the Towel, Mikey D. I am Phil. It's been a little while, and I've missed you all. All right. It's the first On the Towel, Mikey D of the year. This is awesome. And I am privileged to be the first one doing On the Towel, Mikey D this year. So, I figured, because I was trying to think of you know, ways to do the show this week, and I have a whole bunch of old stuff, a whole bunch of new stuff, a whole bunch of stuff. So let's start off with kind of a classic.
Yesterday and now. only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
up to your useless antics with lower motives than we've known or even ever spoken. Please forfeit this. Your attempts to make that profit poisoned again, again.
Or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Get over here. Oh, yeah. I love this freaking song. Anyway, Don't Ever Want to Lose You from New England. Before that, I had Lauren Flaherty with Get Over Here. I Was Awake that gave you Killers, Thieves, and Deceivers. Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers gave you Gimme That Something Special. It's kind of a cover of a Love Whip song. I only say kind of a cover because Aaron Harp is in Love Whip as well, along with Jim Countryman. Anyway. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I am playing Boston and New England music, and I love playing it for you. So I am taking requests this evening. We have no live performance tonight, so I'm taking requests. 617-627-3800 or 855-915-WMFO. I just gave the old phone number. Proves how long I've been with the station. All right. Let's start this block off with some brand new stuff. When did this one come out? This one only came out less than a month ago. Hope you like it. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
You think
91.5 WMFO. You're listening on the Tone Mikey D, and that was the Blizzard of 78. Hard to believe that album, Book of Lies, came out 10 years ago. Oh. I don't know if that qualifies as classic track, but... oh man. Hard to believe that album came out 10 years ago. Dom gave you Living in America. Belly, who are having a new album coming out this year from their second album, King, back in 95, that was Super Connected. Fire King gave you A Walk in the Ocean because I love that song. And I started that all off with the latest single from Carissa Johnson. She has an album coming out in March. So, look out for that. All right, you're on the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. I am playing a whole bunch of tunes, and I'm taking requests. So, 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Would love to hear from you all. And I'm gonna do a post on the Facebook page for On the Town with Mikey D. And get your requests in that way. But in the meantime...